Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Bologna, Italy, at the Cersei Show in the third day, and I'm with Armando Caffiera, who's general director of the ceramic industry. Armando, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Good morning, Kemp. Good morning to all your listeners.
Good to be with you. You are general director of the ceramic industry, which includes the tile business, which we're focused on, the sanitation, which is plumbing and bathroom fixtures, and also tableware. Is that right?
That's right. And we can include also the refractory materials made in ceramics.
Okay. Well, let's talk first. We are at Cersei, as I mentioned. Are you pleased with how the show is doing thus far on the third day?
The show is going very strong, and we are definitely very pleased with that. Particularly the number of foreign visitors has been amazing, and all the exhibitors, which are over 900 coming from all over the world, are pleased and very challenged with satisfying their clients.
The last time I interviewed you, Armando, we were in the middle of a recession. We are pulling out of that recession. I believe the United States may be doing just slightly better than some European countries, but all countries are starting to feel a little bit of an upturn. To talk about this industry and how important it is and how the Italians are leaders in this business, let's talk a little bit about that first. You still hold the number one position in dollars as far as production of tile in the global market, and you're still in the top three in units. Is that right?
Yes. When it comes to production, we have a number of countries in front of us, particularly China. When it comes to foreign trade, meaning how many tiles are sold abroad, we are still by far number one. Actually, I think the last figure is that Italian tiles represents in value 34% of international trade.
Okay. One of the things that the Italians have done, you call it internationalization. The companies have come to the United States and have built factories there, so they maintain their global leadership. Most people know, as part of this internationalization, you have Marazzi, you have Panaria Group, which is Florida Tile, you have Florum and Fiandra, which is Stone Peak. So much of the production of what's produced in the U.S. is actually made by Italian companies, right?
We all share the value that free trade is a great asset for all of us and helps improve the standard of living in every country. The second point is that, of course, fair trade is as much as important. And the third point is that we are looking worldwide at the healthy growing market, which means that tile products are effective in satisfying clients' needs. In this context, I think the internationalization process, in the way that it develops to satisfy the needs of the clients around the world and to make healthier companies, is always a good process. So we are seeing Italian companies which are growing in their investments all over the world, and particularly in the U.S., because as you correctly say, Kemp is definitely the country that has pulled out more successfully from the recession that we all suffered in the last years. And we are also seeing a new company, the Konkan, which is making a greenfield investment very important in Tennessee. But for us, it's also very important the process that is going in the other direction, meaning foreign investments, investments for abroad coming to Italy. This is definitely the case of the acquisition of Marazzi by the MOAC Group. Definitely very important move for the MOAC Group and for the new Marazzi, which is growing in a leading position in all the markets worldwide, but also for the business of Marazzi in Europe. New resources for the Italian companies, definitely a strong move towards the European market, which in a worldwide strategy has to be essential. And this direction goes also the investment in production facilities in Italy, which have made Turkish companies, and also the investment in logistic facilities that many tiles company worldwide made in the Sassuolo districts. The level of our logistic is a very efficient position and makes our logistic platform the best to serve the European markets.
You mentioned this investment. It is a major investment. Quantify that for me, if you would.
The investment of the Italian companies in their facilities, in their mills, and the number is about 250 million euros for last year, which is a growing number compared to a year before, even in a time where in Europe, in particular Southern Europe, is still tough on the internal market. And those 250 million represent about 5.5% of the turnover, which is a number higher than the average of the Italian and European investment in manufacturing.
Is that why you think that the Italians maintain their leadership, is because they continue to invest heavily in the business?
It's the only way to do so in such a competitive market, and I think the best demonstration is what you see around in this show. You see innovation both in the products and in the design and the research to adapt the products to the different markets where they are aiming to. Going around in our stand, you see clients from all over the world bringing different tastes and challenges that you can serve only with a continual process of innovation.
You know, Armando, I need to point out, this is the 31st Trasai show. There's 900 exhibitors here. I think last year you had close to 100,000 people attending. My hat's off to you and to your whole Italian Tile organization for putting a show on like this. I think the secret sauce, if you will, for this tremendous leadership with the show is the fact that you combine the design element. This is a fashion business, and you invite major internationally known architects to come and be part of the speaking, the engagement with the visitors. Talk just a little bit, if you would, about the famous architects and guests that you have speaking here.
Thank you very much for underlying this point. Definitely this trade show and the business worldwide comes to Bologna to meet each other. So we try to maximize our efforts to serve these very demanding clients, but the success of the show is their success in business. We definitely realized, particularly in the last 5 years, that we had a great opportunity, as you were saying, to combine this trade event with the possibility to get closer to what is also an important part of our world, with particularly one of the prescriptors. So we started with Renzo Piano in 2009 with Lectio Magistralis, which had 5,000 people coming here in Bologna. And since then we have had the Pritzker Prize visiting us every year, which is a great honor for us, but it's a sign of the challenges that our industry can face to communicate with this great personality. This year we are going to have Spanish Pritzker Prize of 1996, Rafael Moneo is going to have this morning his Lectio Magistralis here in Bologna, and we expect about 1,000 people, a lot of students, young architects to attend, which is great for our industry, gives a great perspective to that. Yesterday there was another Spanish architect also very prestigious in his work, Anton Abril, which had a very interesting seminar. In the afternoon, there was a tribute to Paolo Soleri, great Italian who worked in America and I think did great for your architecture. Then tomorrow, there is an event which we also consider very important in looking at the future, because we are going to have 1,500 students attending a lesson, we call it, I don't know if it's right in English, a reverse lesson, in the sense that the students are going to make questions to this maestro, who is Riccardo Dalisi. Then on Friday we are going to have three women architects, famous in their respective countries, which are going to bring the perspective of ladies working at a high level in the architecture. And the last seminar of our program will be very provocative French designer, Ora Ito. I know that there is a lot of expectations about his talks here at Trasai on Friday afternoon.
Okay, well, listen, Armando, it's a great show. I know you're busy. Thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, we've been talking to Armando Caffiera, who's the general director of the ceramic industry in Italy, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.